We have worked with components and directives in Angular quite a lot now. And if, dear reader, you are new to components or directives, refer here. When dealing with components or directives, there is a sequence of steps that are performed to build an Angular application. These steps range from the process of its initialization to its destruction. This whole process of the component or the directive is known to be its life cycle. An important aspect of the Angular life cycle hooks is their order or the sequence of the execution. It never deviates and they can be executed based on a predictable series of load events produced from a detection cycle and trigger the desired action based on the business requirements such as doing network calls, updating variables, managing global state objects, etc. Angular life cycle hooks are listed below in the given diagram. Angular life cycle hooks diagram. The life cycle of a component slash directive is managed by Angular as it creates, checks, updates, renders, and destroys. To have a view of all these occurrences and respond to these moments, Angular provides life cycle hooks that give us visibility into these. These life cycle hooks can be implemented by the interfaces provided in the Angular core library. This is the same with components and directives. Every interface contains different lifecycle hook methods, named with the interface name prefixed with ang. Like the very commonly used lifecycle hook ngoninit, is named as ang prefix and oninit interface name. The framework Angular offers various lifecycle hooks which provide visibility into these key life moments and the ability to act when they occur during the complete compilation lifecycle. Constructor. Whenever working with components, the first step is the calling of the constructor. This happens even before the implementation of any lifecycle hook. Also, if our component has any dependencies, a constructor is where we can inject those. At this point till the constructor, none of the component's input properties are available to use in the template or in the component itself. Neither its child components are constructed. Nearly all the projected contents are also available for the manipulations.